Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Upstate. This is hour number three of the Terror Show. Now, I know most of you are used to us doing this. But El Presidente and I are remote today. However, should the need arise, like, for example, if, because we're remote, if, say, WYFF4 was to attack, Lee Rogers and I will rally and we will repel said attack. But we're in our own little bunkers away from, just poised like a spring. Angles Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line is 71307. For those of you who look at the polls, just remember this about the polls. If you look at the polls, and then if you look at, say, a good radio advertising campaign, the way a good radio advertising campaign works is it gets into your head. And then if you think about something a certain way, and it's a good product, and you try it, then you buy it. And that's the hallmark of a good radio advertising campaign. But that is done by, it's a cumulative effect. It's done in repetition. And what we've been getting is a steady repetition of polls that say somehow or other, Hayden Biden is in front of Donald Trump. Significantly. Now, the Democrat leaders, of course, because while they may be evil, they're not totally insane. They're holding their self-confidence in check because they remember 2016. And the other thing is that all of this fun leftist progressive stuff has been happening in an election year. You know, the election is, what, 4 months away? Yeah, that's coming. And it's happening right now, and it's probably going to happen right up to Election Day. So the marathon campaign for the presidency is going to kick up a notch or two. And our current polling data is as meaningful today as it was in 2016, especially considering who's putting out the polls. With a poll, if a poll is going to be valid, what they need to do is they need to have an even sampling. They need to go out there and say, well, we're going to sample voters today, and we're going to get 33% Republican, 33% Democrat, 33% Independent, and that's going to be our poll. If they're not doing that, then you have not got a valid poll. If they go out there and say, well, we're going to oversample on Democrats, well, of course, Biden's going to come out on top. Now, this lead, and I use that term loosely, this lead that Biden has currently is going to evaporate, and it's going to evaporate soon. First things first, the Democrats have yet to tell Joe Biden who's going to be his VP choice, you know. In an early campaign blunder, Biden declared a preference for a black female, which limited the DNC's options. This is not intended to be a detailed analysis of the potential nominees, but an overview as to why the decision on his running mate will work to Trump's advantage. So we first have to consider the DNC wants to fulfill his desire, and the current Black Lives Matter situation makes that choice a near certainty. But then comes the part with the speculation. Speculation is strong that Biden will not last the full 4 years of his potential presidency. He has fading mental acuity, And that's deeply troubling to the Democrats, and it's deeply troubling to everybody as the nation's executive. So this elevates the significance of the vice presidential candidate in a fashion we've never seen before. But the impact on the election outcome of any individual running mate has been limited. Hillary Clinton did not lose because she picked Tim Kaine. John McCain lost on his own merits, not because he picked Sarah Palin. So right now, the DNC is looking for somebody, anybody who can fit the bill, black experienced, a good campaigner, and one who will attract independent voters. Of the choices, who have we been looking at? Stacey Abrams, Representative Karen Bass, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Bottoms, Representative Val Demings, Senator Kamala Harris, and Susan Rice. Those are the ones in the hat right now, and none of them fully fit the criteria. Several of them have been vetted as a courtesy, but they didn't come and vet me. Abrams believes her best qualification to be VP is the fact that she lost the Georgia governorship. Victimhood never plays well with independents, so, you know, she's out. Harris is wholly unlikable to almost anyone not firmly in Biden's camp, which is a lot of people. Her performance in the primaries is testimony to that reality. Even the Democrats don't like Kamala Harris. Rice may be the ideal candidate in the minds of the DNC. She's willing to deceive the American people on fundamental facts. She is an Obaman disciple, and she has no voting record on which to be attacked. But none of the above named are capable of drawing voters to the Biden campaign, except in very narrow select cases. Many of them are capable of repelling voters, like Abrams and Harris and Rice, pushing voters towards Trump or encouraging abstinence. Then there's Michelle Obama, and that's a long shot. The excitement level on the left would be almost as high as the repulsion factor on the right. If the DNC decides on a black female, though, I think it's going to be Rice, which would confirm Obama's influence. But make no mistake, the candidate's going to be a woman, and to go with anyone else would result in a backlash not previously seen. I'm being asked, where does the push in South Carolina for constitutional carry stand? Some candidate said on WORD a week or so ago that they think it will get done soon. Well, it's been done once. It was done in the House. It was done in the House, and it died in the Senate. And this is the problem with anything like that in South Carolina. The rules of the Senate are written in such a way that one senator can stop a bill. So whether or not I think that is a possibility, it's always a possibility. The thing I would like to see happen in South Carolina is that in South Carolina, we do not have any provision for open carry. Now, the problem with that is if you inadvertently flash your gun, you've broken the law. If we had open carry, I would still carry concealed, because open carry is very much a psychological condition. You've got to get the people that are around you conditioned to seeing you carry a gun in the open. It's not that difficult. 45 of the states already have it. Having said that, 16 states have constitutional carry, but I don't know where it stands on that. I will look into that. We'll be right back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the text line, I'm being compared to somebody else that's broadcasting remotely, but his Comrex box sounds like garbage. Not you, El Presidente. My link sounds much, much better. That's because that's how I do radio every day. I have to do it this way every day. Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I get a kick out of that. Well, I mean, I'll tell you who they're comparing me to in a minute. Probably shouldn't be mentioning that particular cat. Anyway, anyhow, you know, this past weekend we celebrated the 244th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. And those guys that signed that document, it could be looked upon as them either being heroes or suicidal when they signed it. And they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know what was going to occur. And they didn't know how they were going to end up. They didn't know if they were going to be hanging from some tree, shot out by a firing squad. They didn't know, and yet they mutually pledged to each other their lives, their property, and their sacred honor to the cause of independence. And here we are, 244 years later, and we got mobs in the street betraying the oath those men risked everything for. They seek a nation of codependence and control. They're getting their way not because of their numbers or agreements. They're getting it because our so-called leaders are standing down, waiting for them to grow up or burn out. And they won't. That's the thing we got to take into account here. They're not going to do those things. So now, very shortly, we're going to have to fight back. Now, Friday night, Trump delivered a rousing defense of America at the base of Mount Rushmore. It was a great speech, an important and needed one, but it can't be the end of it. That has to be the beginning of it. Now, if it seems odd to you that America, the greatest, freest nation in the history of the planet, needs a defense, well, you're not alone. That it needs a defense from an enemy within is a testament to just how far behind the forces of good are. President's speech is a Rorschach test for the American public. Only a true enemy of the people could listen to a full-throated defense of American greatness and report it as dark and divisive, as the New York Times did, or as ABC News described it. Trump pushes racial division, flouts virus rules at the foot of Mount Rushmore. Even before the speech, CNN framed the event as President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on a land wrestled away from Native Americans. Those aren't differences of opinion. That's not a difference of opinion. A difference of opinion is, Bill, do you like that color? No. These are attempts to influence the election and offer cover for violence. The media are, as Trump pointed out, the media are the enemies of the people, YFF4. They don't need to be defeated. Defeating them means they still exist. They need to be destroyed. As does the mob. But how? If a business is leftist, you could stop using them. If your favorite restaurant has leftist signs in their window or virtue signals all over their social media, find a new favorite restaurant. You love their food, and, you know, okay, so what? This is a very small price to pay for the country. Stop watching the nightly news, which includes the local news because they're all affiliates. CNN, stop watching them. MSNBC, stop watching them. Cancel your subscription to any newspaper. And don't click on links to their stories. You can see all the clips of the shows and important points from stories elsewhere without giving them the ratings or the clicks. And don't patronize their advertisers. We've come now to this point where we're going to have to starve the beast. Don't buy or rent their movies, or download their music, or play their books, or buy their books, excuse me. You wouldn't literally sell ammunition to your enemy, right? Hey, enemy people, here's some Baritz for you. Nike, perhaps the most woke major corporation that produces anything, suffered a $790 million loss in the last quarter. They're a woke company openly touting their progressive credentials, and it makes its money through exploiting what is just short of slave labor, forcing children and prisoners to work for barely enough to survive, keeping their profits high, especially when they sell their garbage shoes for so much that people are willing to kill to get them. This is who the left is. They're willing to take blood money from corporations and spill blood on the streets. And like the other progressive leftists before them, the Nazis, the Soviets, the Chi-Coms, body counts don't matter. The will of the people don't matter. Their objective is all that matters. You stand in their way, your freedom stands in their way, and the United States stands in their way. So all of you, all of those things I just mentioned, they all have to be destroyed. Is not buying a ticket to a football game or watching it on TV too high of a price to pay to defend the country? Not buying overpriced Nikes, going to a different search engine? Because they'd all happily destroy you. Happily. Anyone in a position to hire anyone needs to scour the social media posts of every potential employee and immediately eliminate anyone woke. This is what's done to you on a daily basis. Police need to arrest those breaking the law, and prosecutors need to vigorously go after each one of these people, creating a criminal record that will haunt their lives forever. Examples need to be made. And to this point, the entire left has been working in coordination to prevent this, to insulate their goons, which is why we're about to see this PR stuff I talked about earlier. They operate in Democrat-controlled cities. Democratic mayors order police to stand down and allow destruction and violence, and Democratic prosecutors drop any charges against people the police absolutely had to arrest. The mafia doesn't have that kind of efficiency, but they don't have the people entrusted to protect the public on their side the way the rioting mob does. If we lived in a perfect world, none of this would be necessary, but guess what? We don't. We live in a world where the NFL plans to perform the Black National Anthem, and a recent college grad who threatened to stab anyone who said all lives matter raises thousands of dollars because she lost an internship for being held to her fellow traveler's standards. We've been too passive while the left has been radicalizing. Now, like Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and the Chi-Coms, a tiny minority is reshaping society and attempting to seize control. We no longer have the luxury of sitting around going, let's just all get along. Vile people are showing everybody who they really are. Sean Diddy Combs spent Independence Day weekend tweeting about how wonderful the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and promoting the racist anti-Semites announcement to the world on his racist news network. That was streamed on YouTube, which is banning longtime users who happen to be conservative or insufficiently woke. And if you buy Ciroc vodka, you're making him richer. So there's no escape, and there's no waiting it out. There's no compromise with people, because these people want to destroy you. How do you compromise with that? True, you didn't sign anything or declare a side, but that doesn't matter. If you exist in a way the mob doesn't like, you exist wrong and you must be destroyed. And the mob comes for everybody. It doesn't matter who they come. Like the couple in St. Louis, they're Democrats. They're leftists. Comes for everybody. Coming when we get back, we don't have to make sense anymore. We don't have to do that. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ingles Advantage Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Mark, we should look at Mark McCluskey and his wife, I believe her name is Patricia, as a object study. Because they didn't want to draw weapons on these people that were threatening to kill him, his wife, and his dog and burn down their house. They didn't want to pull weapons on them because they sympathized with the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm sure that both these attorneys are sitting around right now going on, what just happened? Because for the first time now, they've actually had to employ common sense. See, common sense, because we are reasoning beings, common sense dictates that if somebody's looking at me and they're telling me, we're going to kill you, and I, you know, I'm just not hankering to be killed that day, that means that I'm going to defend myself. That means, because I consider that as a possibility every day, that means I'm always armed in case I have to defend myself. And when I say always, I mean literally always. But Mr. McCloskey now, he's been vilified and lampooned and mocked and threatened for protecting his home, his family, and his life because he brandished a weapon to scare off allegedly violent trespassers. See, the human condition dictates that we are not really built psychologically to kill each other. This is actually a barrier that has to be overcome. And when somebody goes to guns, then you are now... You're on that border. You're walking that, you're straddling that border. You now are in a position to do something that you're psychologically not built to do. Mr. McCluskey's appearance on Chris Cuomo's low-rated CNN program further polarized the observers as to his right to protect himself in the face of what he believed to be and was an imminent, credible threat. And that's the thing. This is where the ambiguity may come in. If you see, there's this thing called disparity of force, and disparity of force takes many forms. Now, when I was 30 years old, pre-heart attack, pre-heart operation, pre-bad back and all this other stuff, if somebody came up to me and they were threatening to, you know, beat me up, well, that was not as imminent a threat as it is today at 59. So, these things are constantly fluid and they're constantly changing. And when you are facing this threat, you don't have a whole lot of time to sit there and do a bunch of deliberations. Now, Mr. McCluskey told Mr. Cuomo A guy stands in front of me, pulls out two loaded pistol magazines, snaps them in front of my face, and says, "You're next." That's all I would need. Yes, I have mastered the shower gun. Somebody's asking if I've mastered the shower gun. I have mastered the shower gun. I'm not going to tell you how. Now, everybody's out there talking about Mr. McCluskey and his wife with their less than stellar gun handling skills while they faced down protesters who had reportedly just torn through a wrought iron fence to enter his private property. They're saying this is polarizing and somewhat of a Rorschach test for one's position on the Second Amendment and the threat posed by the mostly peaceful protests infiltrating American neighborhoods these days. The peaceful protest is this is what you would get from YFF4. Well, and see what's the position of the DA in that what's her name, Garter, the Soros funded girly, is that when they drew weapons, they were impeding their First Amendment right. So if you believe that any American out there, and any American, has an inherent right to protect their lives and property from a threat, and that right includes keeping and bearing arms when necessary, then me and you and Mr. McCluskey, we're all like this. And you could put yourself in his shoes as he stands in front of his home. If you think guns are awful and individuals have no right to own one, let alone, you know, brandish one in self-defense, then you are probably repulsed by the image. And this is yet another example of America's decline into redneck MAGA world. Because America was never great, right? America's never great. And what this is the thing about America. America is not perfect, right? But we are better than anybody else on the planet. America isn't perfect because people run it. And people aren't perfect. Now, these days, unfortunately, because of all of this political correctness, we now have to shoot this through the lens of politics. So it's not important what you think or what I think or even what Chris Cuomo thinks, if you assume that he is capable of thinking. What really matters is what Joe Biden thinks about this. Now, I said something about common sense. Joe Biden, in 2013, he added a task force on common sense gun safety measures. And that means, in Democrat speak, he was figuring out ways to get guns from you. And he made the case on that webinar that you don't need an AR-15 for self-defense. If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barreled shotgun, have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun. And I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. And I said, "Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here. Walk out, put that double-barreled shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the window. I promise you, whoever's coming in is not. You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. And in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun." The only problem is he just fired both of those rounds up into the sky. And, yeah. AR-15s are actually much easier to shoot, Joe. Maybe you should try it. Now, buy a shotgun is a punchline. If you're looking for a shorthand explanation to his buffoonery. And they even made a YouTube song out of it. Now, Mr. McCluskey was not brandishing a shotgun. But he was honoring the spirit of Biden's advice. He felt scared and threatened, so he grabbed his gun and brandished it to scare the intruders away. Now, Biden would have had McCluskey go one step further and fire his gun into the air to send the message home. Mr. McCluskey was smart enough not to do something that reckless. Now, if he'd fired two blasts of his double-barreled shotgun into the air, he would have found himself standing there with an empty gun since he just fired both rounds into the air. This is just one more aspect of Biden's moronic logic in this regard. People can yell at Mr. McCluskey all he wants, all you want, and ultimately this trial attorney was merely following the sage advice of the Democratic nominee for president. I mean, he advised his own wife to do it. Coming up next, I want to talk about epidemiologists. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ingles Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I was asked in the text line what I think about the owner of Tanner's caving in, and this is what I'll say. All speech, especially offensive speech, is protected by the Second Amendment. If you have a disagreement with somebody, what I just was talking about was, you know, okay, if you don't like their position, don't go there. We get to do that too. Don't go there. What's happening now with Tanner's, though, and I'm just reading off some of the comments I'm seeing from people that were protesting. Now they're wanting to know, does he offer health insurance and does he have dental insurance and all this other stuff? So if he intends to keep his business open, now they think they're going to be able to dictate to him how he does his business. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, if I get out there, I said Second Amendment. I meant First Amendment, my bad. Second Amendment makes sure the First Amendment is working. Anyway, this whole thing about language being the thing, about this being the part where we draw the line of demarcation, astounds me. It simply astounds me. This never used to be the case. We used to be able to disagree. I mean, here's a challenge for you. Go when you get home later today, go to YouTube and search Milton Friedman debates and look at him debate on the TV shows of the time when he was considered to be a mind and everything, and listen to the degree of respect that they have for each other and their ideas. They both respect each other's ideas, but they also are, they're not attacking. They're not getting out there and threatening. These overt threats of surrounding a business over something that somebody says, aren't you sort of calling attention to their bad behavior? I mean, if you want there not to be racism, then you simply fail to acknowledge that that exists. And then you go about your day. Talking about it doesn't change it. How do you get inside? How do you legislate away hate? I mean, if somebody could do that, then we could legislate away crime and all these other things, but you can't. Human beings cannot be, you can legislate their behavior. Sure. You can legislate their behavior all day long. And then part of that legislation has to include the penalty if you fail to live up to that, what you have legislated. But getting out there and making your whole basis and your whole thing about feelings. And let's say you do find a real racist. See, that's the thing. All of these things that are being called racist right now, I'm being called racist right now because I'm not anti-racist. I'm not out there saying, well, you know, I don't understand the effects of my own white privilege and all this other stuff. So this makes me racist because I'm not anti-racist. And now I've got somebody defining how I am. And I find that quite problematic. If somebody thinks that I am racist, should I sit back and defend against that and say, oh, no, I've got black friends and Puerto Rican friends and Hispanic friends and Asian friends? Or do I just simply look at them and just ignore them? Because I'll tell you one thing that I have developed that I think everybody should develop, especially if you're going to be conservative, because we're constantly being told what we are. right? And then we sit around. I can't give you the scoop. I can only give it to Chris. So I can't do it. So anyway, with a truly racist person, they should be, you know, we should move against that kind of real thing. But in the meantime, while everybody else is being called racist, whether they've ever done anything or not, or said anything or not, we're missing the point. We've redefined words as violence and silence as violence. When most of these people doing these things saying, well, words are violence and your silence is violence. If I were to actually uncork some real hyper-violence on them, the last look on their face would be quite shocked. Because violence is violence. Words are dialogue. Silence is nothing. So, all of these people right now, the cause of anti-racism is being pushed backwards. While everybody out here who, we have people that are out there that are Caucasian that are thinking, you know, they're actually asking themselves, am I racist? Be confident in yourself. Do unto others. If you're that worried about it, just make that your mantra. I'm going to do unto others. I'm going to treat people the way I want to be treated. Regardless. In the meantime, like I have a YouTube channel and I got something from YouTube the other day. YouTube is going to do anything they can to elevate black voices, which is okay, I guess. Does that mean they're going to stamp me down in the meantime? And if we're going to do that just because they're black, is that racist? On the text line, how do we end hate by being hateful? How do I end racism by being racist? We've lost what we become when we become what we hate. I haven't lost anything. Nope. I haven't lost anything. I am simply a free thinker because I'm a free man. That's it. Final hour is inbound. We'll be right back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.